Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm your guest host today, William Maxwell from WM Graphics and WM Print Shop, bringing the good marketing gospel. Robert is going to be calling in a little later at 11 o'clock today, and also my co-host for the day is going to be James Silver. He's coming in at 10:45, and I have in the studio with me my good buddy, Kevin Langford.
Good morning. How you doing, William?
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, it's a great day, man.
Great day, great day.
And a marvelous day for marketing, too. If you can match your message to your market, that's a step one.
That's step one. And one of the things we do here at the Marketing Pulpit is help build strong businesses and put people to work. And we've been doing that now for the past 6 years. And that's a long time in radio. In radio years.
That's true.
Kevin.
No question about that. And you guys have really made a mark and set a pace in radio with a new dimension in your marketing pulpit, talking about things that the small business owner needs.
Yeah, because we've been trying to, you know, be that in-between piece that most small businesses are missing, because most small business owners are very good at what they do and what they bring to the table in terms of if they're a person that does accounting, they're very good at crunching the numbers. If they're someone who's a lawyer, they're good at legalese. But the problem is the disconnect between what you're good at and letting other people know that you're good at what you're good at.
That's right. You can't be a secret agent when you got a business.
You
got to be willing to share your story. You got to tell your story and tell people who you are, why you do it, and why they should care.
Right. And one of the things that Robert, Alina, and myself have been doing over the past 6 years is trying to share information with the listening audience. And you can call in today, too, at 1-800-450-7876 if you have any questions about marketing, brand development, printing. Those are my areas of expertise. I've been doing a lot of work recently with the U.S. Postal Service. They have a fantastic program called Every Door Direct Mail, and a lot of my clients have been utilizing that program to help get the word out about their business, because it was specifically designed, Kevin, for small business owners who were very kind of budget conscious and wanted to have a way to really get the word out to a fairly targeted audience.
So snail mail still works. People think it doesn't, but the USPS is showing you that snail mail can be more effective or equally as effective as email and social media, huh?
Well, I'm going to give you a quick statistic here, Kevin. Direct mail remains one of the largest advertising channels with U.S. businesses.
All right.
Okay, let me give you this little startling statistic. Direct mail spending rose 2.9% from 2010 to 2011, and this is according to the Magna Advertising Group. Businesses spent over $21 billion on direct mail, which represents 12% of all advertising spending.
Wow.
And even though that was 5 years ago, people are still doing it at that level today, because one of the great things about direct mail is the fact that because it's coming directly to your business or to your home.
Yes.
You have to do what, Kevin, when you get a piece of mail? You have to
You got to look at it. Yeah, you got
to
open
it. You have to touch it.
Right. You have to put your hand on it. And if it's something other than the bills, something other than the what they call the junk mail, flyers,
right,
and coupons, even though people cut out coupons, when you get that distinctive package with that, a different color, different sizes, then it looks different even in the pile.
Right.
You know, before you look through the mail, there's that pile, and you look at that one thing, you go, whoa, I might open this first.
Right. And the great thing is this, it gives you an opportunity to be right in front of a potential customer when you're doing direct mail. You cannot do like you do on your computer where you may have software or programs that direct junk mail straight into a junk mail
folder. Yeah, a spam folder.
Yeah, or a spam folder.
Yep.
You don't have such a device connected to your mailbox. And if you do, I need to bring you onto the show for an interview. So someone out there in the listening audience.
A self-sorting mailbox.
Yeah, has a self-sorting mailbox. I would love to have you on as a guest because I'm sure you'll be able to sell a lot of those mailboxes because, you know, people are always talking about, I hate junk mail. But the thing is, they generally hate it because the proposition is not there.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a great proposition, for example, when I get something in the mail from a business that may do oil changes. Now, if they're saying, okay, I'm going to give you an oil change for $15. Okay, you just got my attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that piece of mail to the side or attach it somewhere visible, like maybe on the refrigerator in the kitchen or whatever, so that when it's time for me to have my oil change,
yeah,
I'm going to take that coupon
and
utilize that discount.
And then look at the value. It's hard to get that first customer, but that repeat customer is where the money is. So if you're sending the oil change special to a customer who's already come to you repeatedly, you're sending them a special discount, then you're building a relationship with them.
Exactly.
Too. You've established that rapport.
Exactly. And the other great thing is with the Every Door Direct Mail system that the Postal Service has set up, you can target the zip codes that you want to reach out to down to the mailing route because each zip code is broken down into multiple mailing routes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So if you go to the USPS.com website / Every Door Direct Mail, you can find out more about Every Door Direct Mail for your business. And since my company specializes in Every Door Direct Mail, we can also help you, and you can reach out to me at 301-322-7779. If you have questions or interest in trying to grow your business through direct mail marketing with the Postal Service's Every Door Direct Mail product. And the great thing, I've met some people over the past week who are regional reps because they have it broken down into regions where you can go, say, for example, over here in the Montgomery County area. There's a rep that covers this region.
Yes.
And once I have built relationships with all these reps, so when my clients need to have things done, I can connect them directly to a rep.
Right.
So if they have any questions that I can't answer, the rep can take over and pretty much fill in any blanks in terms of questions that they may have.
So where is direct mail best used? Is it business to business, business to customer, or something more specific like demographics, working moms,
stay-at-home
dads?
It kind of varies depending on your business. Like, for example, I just recently did a campaign for a dentist's office.
Uh-huh.
And basically, last time I checked, most human beings at some point had teeth.
Have to go. That's right.
And so
that's quite a market.
So basically with something like a dental practice, your market is more of a general market. So therefore you can kind of target the market. And the great thing about the tool that they have, you can break down the age demographic.
Yeah.
So if you're say doing pediatric, you can, you know, target markets with a younger skew.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you can hit people who still more than likely have children under their roof. And it also gives you information about the amount of people per household based all off the census, the latest census report. And you can also find out household income information on their site. So it's a fantastic tool. And for people who have not taking the opportunity to utilize that tool, they're missing out on a great opportunity that's very cost effective because you can do an oversized, what they call a flat. And a flat is a large mailer. You can mail that flat as low as 18 cents per piece.
My goodness.
So that's cheaper than all the mailing houses. It's cheaper than getting a bulk mail permit for the most part.
Right.
And you don't have to buy a permit.
My goodness.
You don't have to purchase a mailing list. So it's a fantastic way, again, to, you know, get the word out about your business, because the fact you don't need the mailing list, it's going out to every address that you specify. You can pick the drop date. So say, for example, if you have an event, you already have your postcards done up. You can select a drop date. So say if you want people to get that maybe a week before your event so that they don't forget about your event.
It's fresh in their mind.
It's fresh in their mind. You can set that drop date, and on that drop date, it's going to hit every address that you selected.
Wow, that's great. How important is the packaging then? You're talking about the flat package or the postcard.
Well, it's very important to make sure that you have a strong message and target your message where it's clear, where it's concise. You want to be able to drive people to your website. You want to also be able to have some incentives like discounts, referrals. You want to also publish testimonials. So if you have great testimonials from clients, you want to put that information in your direct mail campaign to let people know, hey, other people are happy with the service, and you may be happy to try us out. You may want to do a newsletter-style campaign.
Oh, yeah. I love newsletters. I love the whole idea, because then you're providing a service.
And information.
The more you serve, the greater you become. He who will be greatest among you shall be the servant. You know, and so when you are serving people, giving them the useful information, they're going to come to you because now you're a resource, not a recruiter.
Right. So it's a number of ways. It's a number of ways we can do that. And this is the Marketing Pulpit Show. And we're getting ready to take a quick break here. And after the break, we're going to come back with James Silver of Silver Computing. And he's going to talk about some things that you need to know about your computers. Stay tuned to the Marketing Pulpit Show. We'll be right back.
Good morning.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This traffic update brought to you by Maryland Transit Administration. I'm Angela Foster on 1450 WOL, where information is power.
And we're back. Good morning. This is the Marketing Pulpit Show. Guest hosting today, William Maxwell, yours truly. Setting in for Robert. He'll be in at 11. He's down at Holla down there in North Carolina with Leon Gatewood, and he'll be tuning in shortly at 11. So stay tuned. He's going to have some great information about what's going on down in North Carolina with the Holla organization. Just wanted to also repeat the number here. We're at 1-800-450-7876. Call in, and if you have any questions about Every Door Direct Mail marketing, please call in, and I can answer the questions for you and try to lead you in the right direction to show you another tool that you can put in your arsenal to help grow your business. We have on the line my co-host, Mr. James Silver. Good morning, James.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone this morning?
Good. I'm glad to have you here this morning. I know that you're out on assignment, so you're out there, I'm sure, doing some great things, helping people get their computer networks together and get everything up and running. So what's going on over there on the Eastern Shore, James?
All right. Well, this morning I want to talk about an issue that's been coming up lately with a lot of my clients.
Uh-huh.
A lot of my clients call me and they're having strange noises coming from the computer. They got roaring sounding like jet engines going on, sounding like the computer's about to take off.
Oh my God!
And it's a good indication that you could be having some kind of internal failure inside the computer.
So that sounds like it could be that there maybe the hard drive is going out on them.
It could be the hard drive, and most likely it could be the hard drive. If your machine is over 3 years old, you could be experiencing some hard drive failure. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to talk about for a few minutes this morning is hard drive failure.
Okay.
Many of my clients call me, and they have a hard drive failure.
Mm-hmm.
And the one question I ask to them is, do you have a backup?
Oh, yeah, that's very important.
Many of them do not have a backup, and the hard drive is failing, making noises, making sounds that they shouldn't make.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I try to get them to understand is that the hard drive spins at least 5,400 RPMs. That's revolutions per minute.
Right.
That's how fast that thing is spinning. And it's spinning from the time you turn your computer on to the time you turn your computer off. So it's going to run, and since it's running constantly, and if you leave your computer on all the time, it's running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So even when you're not actively using your computer, that hard drive is still spinning.
That drive is spinning.
Wow. Okay.
As a result of that, you could be experiencing some hard drive failure. So if your data and your operating system are on the same drive, you could be experiencing a problem where your drive could be failing and your operating system going to fail, and you could lose all your data.
Wow. Now, James, when a person is typically experiencing this, will they get some telltale signs like maybe their computer's dragging or running slow, or what are some of the signs?
Exactly. Machine starts running slower. You may be getting strange sounds coming from the hard drive. You may be getting strange messages coming up on your screen. And God forbid you get the blue screen of death, the BSOD, which is a blue screen where nothing seems to work.
Right.
Well, white writing, blue screen. And at that point, the operating system has failed and usually indicates that the hard drive may be failing, but the operating system has failed, and that's going to cause me to have to replace the operating system on your computer.
And James, I can speak from personal experience. I've experienced the blue screen of death, and people, you do not want to have that experience. It's not good, because basically I lost everything that was on that particular hard drive. Now, fortunately for me, all of my actual projects were on backup drives, because I don't make a habit of mixing my operating system and my software with my actual jobs. I try to keep those on two separate hard drives.
That is such a critical point that you made just there, that if your data is all on the same drive as your operating system, if that fails,
right,
you could potentially lose not only the drive, but your data at the same time. But if your data is on a separate hard drive, in many cases, we don't have that option. Most people got laptops or they got desktops with one hard drive in it.
Right.
My desktop has three hard drives in it.
Same here.
And my data is on my other drives.
Right.
I have a substantial music library, and I don't want to lose my music.
Right.
So my data, my music is on my external one of my other drives, or internal drive, I should say, and that is backed up to the cloud. So I'm protected because I got it on a separate drive, and then I got it backed up to the cloud.
Right.
So I am protected.
And see, now, a lot of times, James, I think people may think just because they have their data backed up to a cloud that pretty much covers all things. But unfortunately, there are rare instances where the cloud can get compromised. I had two clients that had experienced that. And fortunately, some of the data that they were looking for was projects that I had worked on for them. So they kind of got bailed out because I was able to give them the data that was backed up on my system. But for people who are out there and have data that's critical to the operations of their business, I think it's always wise to have, like what you have, James, multiple backup sources both internally and externally to make sure, because in some cases your data is worth far more than that computer system.
And most cases, I mean, just give an example. Somebody goes on vacation, they take pictures, and they erase the pictures from their cameras. Mm-hmm. Now the pictures are only on the drive.
Right.
And that drive fails, there goes your pictures. There go all the memories that you have from that, you know, the tangible pictures are gone. So, you know, tangible memories are gone. I mean, you still have the memories in your mind, but that tangible pictures to remind you of where you went to or what you did. Just think about important projects that you may be working on in your office.
Right.
And if your hard drive failed, then what would you do?
Yeah.
My suggestion is, I'm doing a 1 hour consultation with you at no cost to you. I come out and examine your system, make sure there's no problem with you, and see there's a problem. If there's a problem, we see we can correct the problem. The consultation is free. It's a 1 hour consultation.
Well, people need to take advantage of that. How can they reach out to you, James?
They can reach out to me by calling me at 301-325-1709, or you can reach me via email at James, J-A-M-E-S, at J-E-S-I-L-V-E-R.com. I look forward to talking with them. I look forward to working with them, and I pray that they don't have these kind of failures, but If you have a computer that you're going to keep it long enough,
right,
you're going to have failures.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And average cost when you have a situation where your computer fails on you and you're trying to take it to a data recovery place, I mean, you can be in a situation where you're easily spending anywhere from $800 to $2,500 to try to retrieve your data. And
I had one company about 3 years ago. I had to retrieve data for their hard drive, and the only thing they wanted I got from them was the QuickBooks, and it was $800.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, it could be extremely expensive if you have to do the data recovery. I have another gentleman whose hard drive failed, his ex hard drive failed,
mm-hmm.
and it was just his household hard drive. And they wanted $1,200 to be, you know, try to recover the data. And I'm like, I mean, you have to weigh whether that's worth that $1,200.
Right.
I mean, $1,200 could be the price of several computers.
And unfortunately, James, with data recovery, it's not something that everybody has the capacity of doing themselves. So,
yes,
you're much better off being proactive, taking steps, because, like you mentioned earlier, a lot of these drives, after 3 years of constant use, you really need to swap those drives out.
Exactly. And what I'm recommending is to get what is called a solid-state drive. A solid-state drive is all a memory card-type drive, just like your flash drive.
Right.
And those do not fail. There's no moving parts inside of it. And what fails are the moving parts inside of a drive.
Mm-hmm.
The inside of a regular hard drive looks kind of like a small phonograph album,
right,
with read-write heads on it. And I just had a gentleman just recently. I went to his house, and all I heard was clicking sounds, click, 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 which means that read-write head is touching the platters.
Right, so that drive's failing.
Every time it touches the platter, it damages the data.
Right.
So chances are he's not going to be able to recover any data unless we send this out to a lab, to what we call a clean lab, and they have to take the drive apart, and they have to use sophisticated technology to retrieve the data off these platters.
So, James, real quick, we're coming up on a break. Give out your information one more time to our listening audience so that they can give you a call and, you know, try to get some things done to prevent having that data failure situation happen.
Again, my name is James Silver. My name is Silver, from Silver Computer Consultants. My phone number is 301-325-1709. Email address will be James at JESILVER.com. I look forward to working with each and every one of you.
All right. That's James Silver from Silver Computing. And this is William Maxwell, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break with Robert Gatewood and Leon Gatewood down at the Hollis Center in North Carolina.
1450 WOL.
And we're back here at the Marketing Pulpit Show. This is William Maxwell from WM Graphics. The number here at the show is 1-800-450-7876. Sounds like I have on the line here Robert Gatewood down at the Holler Center.
I just want to say thank you guys for holding down the show over there in Washington, D.C. I'm down in Marvin, North Carolina at the Holler Center.
All right.
Young man, let me hear some noise out in the audience. Let me hear some noise.
Yeah, I hear a little noise in the background.
We're at the Holler Center. We're part of a President Obama has an initiative called YCC.
Okay.
And the Holler Center has partnered with the Anson County School System. We have 50 young men here who are just bursting with energy and ideas and enthusiasm and optimism. I'm going to put Leon on the phone. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions about the program. And we have a couple of young men here who are part of the program. We're going to interview them as well.
Okay, Leon, that's great.
Leon, first tell us about Holler and then tell us about the YCC program.
Hey, William, how you doing, man?
Hey, Leon, how you doing down there, man?
Great. Is Lane in there with you?
Oh, she's off today, but I'm sure she's listening.
Look, as Rob was telling you, Holler is we started our organization in 2005 to address low achievement in the school system. And what we decided we do, the best way for us to do it, to make our story short, make the story short, was to make partnerships in the community, for instance, with the school system, the local businesses. And because we have already started doing that, we are actually in line with what the YCC program does. And the YCC program is a STEM supporting program, like Robert said. It was an initiative of President Obama to help young children have pathways into the STEM program, be it a pathway into college or a pathway into the workforce. We actually have one of the partners of the program here with Columbus McKenna here, Mr. Jarvis Woodburn. He's actually one of the actual partners of the program where the young people actually go get mentoring and tutoring from his organization. And you going to say something, Rama? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask Leon. Leon, now how did you partner, how did the partnership come about with you and the Anson County School System?
Okay. Well, when we first started, our first event was a partnership with the Anson County School System. We decided we weren't going to try to protest the school system, but instead of protesting the school system, work with the school system to try to find ways to get the community more motivated into helping our children in the schools.
Now, Holler has a long history of working with youth. Leon, to say his inspiration came from a Messiah tribe. Tell us about that, Leon.
Yeah, I was actually at a Martin Luther King Day celebration in Richland County. But first, I was at one in Waynesboro, North Carolina, where the principal of the school showed me that only 54% of our students were reading proficiently on grade level. And the very next hour or so, I was in Richland County at a Martin Luther King Day program where a young lady named Miss Glenda Manning was telling the story of the Messiah tribe. And she said the Messiah tribe was one of the mightiest tribes in all of Africa. But the first thing the elders of that tribe would do amongst themselves before they did anything else, they would ask themselves, how are the children? And I was convicted that day because I was, first of all, an elder. And second of all, I realized that my children were not doing well because only half of them were reading on grade level. And then when you look at the numbers closer, the black kids in our community were only reading at a 30% grade level. So it was personal to me to start something.
Well, Leon, I understand that you have a program that's going on today, as a matter of fact, that Robert will be guest speaking. Could you tell us a little more about the event that you're doing today?
Sure. The event today is what we call a youth Career Connect and Holler Initiative, and it is a motivational and mentoring retreat. We have 47 to 50 young men here today.
Wow.
We bring the young men as a retreat into a retreat, and we have people like Robert Gatewood, Mr. Jarvis Woodburn. We've had the sheriff of the town here today and one of his deputies. We'll have a couple more young men coming in this afternoon. We've had breakfast. We're getting ready to have lunch. Delicious breakfast, by the way.
Yeah, I heard. You're making me hungry over here.
French, eggs and cheese.
Okay.
Waffles,
now Robert's going to rub it in.
So my friend is Deborah Davis, who is the director of the YCC program and for the Anson County Schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had a good partnership with her. She's actually one of the most effective school principals in the country.
Wow.
But she has invited us to be a part of her program because we have become a good partnership, and we have a lot of resources down here that we believe can help get young men and women motivated.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program, and I just want to let everyone know that they're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Show. I'm William Maxwell, and Robert Gatewood is down in North Carolina at the Holler event today with his brother, Leon Gatewood, the president of Holler. And you can call in at 1-800-450-7876. If you have any questions for Leon or Robert or myself, feel free to call in. And Leon, with your program, how many years have you been doing what you've been doing down there successfully with the Holler program?
Okay. We started our program in 2005. This is our 11th year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. One of the highlights of our program, of course, is our annual summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
We do a summer camp, a two-week summer camp every year. We offer free food, free breakfast, free lunch, free mentoring and tutoring, and that's an amazing thing, man. We partner with the Pathway to Peace Ministries, and they provide vegan. We got our kids vegan. Is that how you say
vegan?
That?
Vegan. Yeah.
Have a vegan diet for 2 weeks. You know, it's a great exposure for them to see what kind of reaction they have to their bodies, and our kids leave here healthy, man. So anyway, we're a year-round programmer. We offer year-round mentoring and tutoring. And we have resources here on site. We have a reading room. We have a fitness center. We have media center upstairs, which all the young people here will get to see the day before they go. We have a commercial kitchen here where we provide free breakfast every lunch, every morning for the young kids who come out and wait on the bus here in Morgan. If they want a free breakfast, they come in and get it.
Now, Leon, is there a website that our listeners can go to find out more about Holler and what you're doing down there? Because it sounds like you got a lot of things going on down there.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, our webmaster's right here. It's Robert Gatewood. www.holla, that's H-O-L-L-A, dot W-S, the letter W as in William.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And William, I just wanted to quickly say that I've already spoken this morning, and the message I was giving to the young people here today is that technology, that this technology train, I was telling them about a couple of incidents where in my career path.
Right.
Where in spite of all the degrees and all the positions I've held in my life, one of the best opportunities came about when somebody found out I had some technology in my background. And so what I've imparted upon these young people is that if they look into science, technology, engineering, and math, that it's important that they put some of that in their makeup. And as a matter of fact, I have a couple of young people here today who've been participating. And really, you just have to, it's hard to even articulate the enthusiasm and in these young people's eyes. I mean, just imagine 50 young men of all different, from the 9th to 12th grade of all races. They got various backgrounds. Some have chosen one path. Some have chosen another. And their eyes have, has not been broken since we've been here.
Right.
I mean, for anybody who questions our young people, anybody that say we can't do it here in the United States. You know, we got a lot of, right now we have a lot of people outsourcing jobs overseas. They're saying because we can't get the work done here in the United States.
Right.
And that people overseas somehow are smarter than our kids here in the United States. Well, I have news for them. They need to step their feet down here in Marvin, North Carolina to the Holler Center. And it is just remarkable. I'm leaving here really almost like I've been baptized.
It sounds like it. You sound real reinvigorated. And one of the things that you brought up, Robert, there was a great point about the technology, is while I've been listening to the political campaign banter going back and forth, there was a great point brought up, whereas in the schools, a lot of people say now because of how things are in this country, you have to not only know English, but Spanish. But then they brought up another good point. They say you also have to know the language of technology because that's a universal language.
You're right. That is becoming the language, and that's what I have imparted on these young people today. I've said it in so many ways. I've given examples of my own history. We have people who've stood up and testified. We've had the sheriff here. We've had the YCC partnership people here. And we're not trying to tell people that they have to take technology as their ultimate career path. But I spoke to one young man who said he wanted to go into the NFL.
Right.
And I had to tell him, okay, I would love for you to get into the NFL, and I have no reason to doubt that you will get there. But just in case, just imagine if something happens, you have that technology to fall back on.
Right.
When you graduate, when you graduate or retire from the NFL, you're still going to have to eat. You still
yeah.
have to live.
Because the average NFL career is basically around 7-8 years, something like that. So
what do you do with the rest of your experience?
You'll still be a young person.
That's exactly right. So I'm hoping these young people, I see it. I see they're soaking up like sponges here today, and I'm really so excited. Matter of fact, I have one young man here in front of me, Timothy Marshall.
Okay.
He's a member of the program. Come here, Timothy. Let's talk to you for a minute. Timothy, tell us, first of all, what have you experienced here today with this program that we're participating in today?
So far today, I really enjoyed myself. I've heard a lot from a lot of the men that have came out and spoken to us. Mr. Robert Gatewood, he actually enthused me a little bit about the technology. I'm actually in the information computer technology pathway in the YCC program. So he has really opened up my eyes more.
Right.
I really wasn't planning on doing anything with it because I'm in the Church of God of Prophecy, and I'm planning to be a pastor. But when I retire from my pastoralship, that technology may be something that I can fall back on.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And like what Mr. Gatewood said there, you always have to have a fallback and something that you can actually – a lot of ministries these days are incorporating technology in their ministries. They're doing outreach and various other things that incorporate technology. So it still is a situation where you can weave it into what you're currently pursuing in terms of your ambitions there.
And Timothy, I'm going to put you on the spot tonight, right, just tell us one thing that you've learned today that you might take the rest of your, that you might take away from here today. Just give me one thing that you picked up so far and you can take with you.
Whatever I want to do in life, I have to want to do it. If I want to do my best, I have to put forth that effort. Things are not just going to be handed to me, but whatever I want to do, I have the capability to do it, so I have to put forth the effort.
All right. Well, Timothy, thank you very much. That's Timothy, and he's planning to be a minister, but since he's been listening today, he's kind of added a little technology to his resume. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you very much.
Well, Timothy sounds like he's on the right track down there, Robert. We're getting close to a little break here. So how long will the event today go on until?
Are you about to go to break, William?
In maybe within the next minute.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring up the next young man. Let's see. Justin Lake. Come around. So we got another young man who is here participating in the program. And we're going to
carry Justin over the break because the break is coming up.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. We're going to have Justin, and he's going to tell us his experience here and how this program has impacted him. Thank you very much, William. We'll be right back. We'll be holding on after the break, okay?
All right. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit, and we'll have Justin right after the break.
WOL.
Good Friday morning. This traffic update brought to you by VacationExpress.com. Traveling around the...
And we're back. Marketing Pulpit. 1-800-450-7876 is the number that you can call in if you have any questions for Robert down in North Carolina, along with Leon Gatewood or myself. And right now we have on the line Justin down in North Carolina at the Holly event. So, Justin, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
Now, Justin, we were on break. Leon came out and announced something that just blew me away.
Okay.
These kids are being certified. What's that in Microsoft Office? What's that with Leon? They are certified. One segment of the program, aspect of the program, these young men are being certified in Microsoft Office.
Wow.
And to breathe the hands of the people who have their certification, practically every hand in here went up in the air.
That's fantastic.
That speaks to this program that President Obama has initiated, this YCP program. And just, you know, you hear about these programs all the time on TV, you read about them.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually be in the belly of the beast, I mean, there's nothing like it.
Now, Robert, real quick, what's the average age of the young guys that are down there in the program?
I'm going to put Leon back on.
What we got, 9th through 12th graders? You just have 9th graders? 9th graders, sir.
Okay. That's fantastic. And so they're getting a early start on being on the right track, because I think, you know, the earlier that you can come in and do that kind of intervention to get them inspired, because I know I do a lot of speaking engagements at schools, and the young people, they just, you know, their eyes light up to see other people, especially people who look like them, coming in and sharing information with them, letting them know that they can do the same thing that we're doing.
Absolutely. Now we have Justin here. Now, Justin, tell us what you have picked up here today. Tell us what your plans are when you graduate. Just tell us your story.
All right. Well, when I graduate high school, I'm planning to go to the Marine Corps. I'm planning on going to the Marine Corps and going to Force Recon, pick up rank, and go to MARSOC. And so the Special Forces path, that's where I'm hoping to go. But if that doesn't work out for me, I'm taking the advanced manufacturing pathway in YCC, and that's going to be my fallback plan if the Marine Corps doesn't work out for me. Or if the Marine Corps does work out and I make a career out of it and retire, I'll have something to do after I retire.
Wow. Sounds like that young man got it all mapped out there, Robert.
Well, William, I was talking to Justin out in the foyer a few minutes ago, and when he was telling me his story, because he said he was going into the Marine Corps, and I didn't have to push him or nudge him. He said, but by having this to fall back on, and this is the message I've been telling these young people today, that look, it's not going to hurt no matter what your path is to have that technology background. Just like somebody said earlier, you have to have English. You almost now have to have Spanish. But guess what? You almost now, and I'm not even going to say almost.
You have to be technically literate.
Mm-hmm. Get that technology literacy. Now tell them about this this Microsoft program that you get to be certified in.
All right, well, it's a $200 class, $400 class. We're offered to take a $400 class for free. And a college class that we need to do a lot. It's a really great opportunity, and just to have something handed to us like that.
That's great. Justin, thanks very much, Justin.
Thank you, William, Justin.
William, that's what's happening here today, and I would not have missed this. I'm leaving here today more enriched. I'm going to say this one more time. I said it once. If anybody out here, any employer, anybody who's running a business, if you have a government agency, nonprofit, if you're questioning the abilities of our young people, you need to check yourself. You
right.
need to get out here in the community and meet these young people. They need to be challenged. They need to be mentored. They need to be tutored. They need to be directed. But they have the skill set. They have the attitude. It's the responsibility of us adults to get out here and make sure that we put them on the right path.
And I agree with you 100% on that, Robert.
All right. So Leon's going to wrap it up here for William.
Okay, William. Leon.
Bless you, brother, for calling, for allowing us to share this moment with you. I just want to just reiterate the fact that this is one of the most amazing things I've actually ever been a part of. You know, we're one of only 24 of these programs in the country.
Wow.
So these young people are really fortunate to have this opportunity. They're really fortunate to have the principal that they have in this state.
And I just can't think of any better combination for a group of people to be successful. They also have the teachers and some great guys around the hall, around the wall, man, that are mentoring these young men and teaching these young men here with us today. I wish we could get a couple of them, one of them. You got a minute, man, to one of the teachers. Come over. Come over. Come on, Mr. Brooks. Mr. Pickett. Right quick. Yeah, we just got a couple of the teachers here, man.
Hey! What's up, boy? All right, all right.
Sounds like some great people down there, Leon, that you have on your team is helping the young people. I wish I could be down there with you guys, actually, because it seems like it's a spot that I would really relish and enjoy. And, you know, I would love to, you know, at a future event, maybe come down with Robert and, you know, just have an opportunity to speak with the young people. Because I know that we always have to do a give back, and you know, and people help me on my way up, so I feel it's only my duty to do the same in return.
Well, this is the place to give back, brother.
We're going to get you down here, William, on one of these trips. We have one of the teachers here. He's going to tell us how he's involved with the program and tell us his side of the story.
How you doing? So I started the YCC program about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what sold me on is for years we've been teaching in this 19th century model of teaching.
Right.
So we've been training kids to be factory workers. We don't need to do that anymore because the world they're going towards is a 21st century critical thinking analysis. They need to problem solve.
Right.
So I teach social studies, but all we do is getting them prepared for success, whatever that looks like to them. It could be career ready, college ready. So, for instance, the Microsoft class, we have two sections of that. Right now, the ninth graders are certified in PowerPoint and Word.
Okay.
And then the 10th graders will be certified in Excel and Access. Okay. Yes, sir. So those are career credentials that they take. The test costs about $400. The class costs a couple thousand dollars to take. Yeah, so, and our kids take it for free.
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Typically, that class is offered to seniors,
mm-hmm.
And typically the success rate is very low. Our success rate is close to the 90%.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing a great job down there. Yeah, you are definitely doing a great job, and I applaud you for, you know, such a high level of success with the program. And
thank you for your participation. Just thank you very much. All right, folks, that's one of the teachers who's actually, like I said, these people, William, I'm telling you, man, we read about these programs to actually watch it in action. As business owners,
right,
as community leaders, we have to get from behind these desks. We have to get out here and see and watch these young people, and it will really change your whole opinion about how our young people are viewed among ourselves, and if we go forward, we can help spread this new view around the world. And that's what I'm doing here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I didn't have a lot of time today. Matter of fact, I had to get on a plane going to Mississippi in a couple of days on a training exercise. But this was so important. This was an opportunity I saw because, as Leon said, there's only 24 of these programs in the entire
in the whole country, right?
And to have it right here under my nose, North Carolina is not a walk out the door. But it was. This is so important that this, to me, it was a no-brainer to come down here and participate in this event. And I appreciate you holding down the fort and opening up the mic for us this morning. And so we're going to tune out here. William, do you have any parting questions?
Well, just want to make sure that people know how to get to information about the Holler Center, phone numbers and websites. And that way they can go in and get more information because they need to know about that program that Leon has down there.
Also, go to the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit website. We have a brief description of the YCC program, the program the President Obama initiative. You can also go to YCC. Go to the White House and just type in YCC in the search. You can also find out about this magnificent program. Also, go to the Holler Center. HOOLA.WS to find out more about HOLA and the great thing they're doing here in the community. And that's why the Marketing Pulpit is just proud and honored to be partnering with HOLA on this process.
WS is in Williams.
So all right.
We're going to tune out here. Thank you, young men.
Well, I thank all you all for calling in, and I really, really, really hope the best for those young guys down there in that program and a successful future for all of them. And
thank you, man, and thank you for holding down the fort, and I'll see you guys back in the booth on next week.
All right. Have a safe trip back.
All right, William. Thanks a lot.
Okay. That was Robert Gatewood along with Leon Gatewood down at the Hollis Center event today in North Carolina. And glad you all had an opportunity to hear that information this morning. And I hope you, you know, got the information down. And make sure that you tune in every Friday at the Marketing Pulpit to get great information that we share with the listening audience every week. And hopefully, if you have any questions on anything, you can definitely call Robert or myself, and you can reach me here at 301-322-7779. So if you want to be successful, you got to do three things, people. You got to do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. See you next week.
For God's sake, you got to get more power. Oh, yeah. 1450 WOL.